Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Season 6 with the Mishnah Elucidated, with the wonderful translation and commentary in the book family edition of Maseches Avos. We are in Perek Bet, Mishnah Tet, Chapter 2, Paragraph 9, talking about the right way to go about in life. We're going to look at this. The rabbi, the great rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan, is going to ask his students, what's the best way to go about? What's the best qualities to have? Let's see what they say. Amar lahem su'uru ezehi derech yeshara sheyidbak baha adam. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer ayin tov. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer chaver tov. Rabbi Yossi, Omer shachin tov. Rabbi Shimon, Omer haroa es hanolad. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer lev tov. Amar lahem roa ani es divrei Eliezer ben arach midivreichem. Shebechlal divarav divreichem. Amar lahem, the opposite. Su'uru ezeh derech ra'a sheyisrachek mimena ha'adam. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer ayin ra'a. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer chaver ra'a. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Shachin Ra, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Halova Ve'ena Meshalim, Echad Halova Min Adam, Kalova Min Amakom, Baruch Hu, Shinem Halova Rasha Velo Yishalim, Vitzadik Chonin, Vitzot Menosin. Rabbi Elazar, Omer Lev Ra, Omer Lem Roa, Anias Divrei Elazar Ben Arach, Shmi Divrechem, Shebechlal Divarav Divrechem. So basically, the best road to go about is having that good heart. The best road to avoid is having an evil heart. And let's see what the actual phrase is, and then the notes tell us. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to his five students, go out and figure out which is the proper path to which a man should cling. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was asking his students to compare all of the good character traits that a man could develop and choose the one that a person should master above all others. In his opinion, it is more worthwhile to spend time becoming an expert in one area than being familiar with many traits, but a master of none, as Rabbi Yochanan points out. Rabbi Elazar says, a good eye. Having a good eye means being happy with what God has given you. We're going to talk about that in Perek Dalet. Ezehu Ashir HaSameach Bechalko. Someone who is really satisfied with what he has, being happy with what Hashem gave him. By extension, not being jealous of someone else, as Rav points out. Once a person rises above jealousy, he will find it easy to get along with his peers and to be happy when they are successful. Developing this love and respect for others is the foundation for all other traits, good traits, as Meiri points out. Rabbi Yeshua says, a good friend, a person's trusted friend will tell him if he is acting not properly, Rav points out. Once a person has such a friend and always seeks his advice about how to behave, he'll be able to perfect all of his character traits, the Meiri points out. Rabbi Yossi says, a good neighbor. Rabbi Yossi agrees that a person should have someone else monitor his behavior. He points out it is more effective to choose a good neighbor for this purpose rather than just a friend, since a neighbor is around the person both day and night, as Rav points out. So then, Rabbi Shimon says, a person who considers the outcome of his actions. A person must take the time to consider the future before he acts and avoid those choices that look good at the beginning but will be harmful in the end, from Rabbeinu Yonah. One who is used to thinking in this way will not come to sin because he will always calculate the reward of a sin against its cost, as Mishnah 1 points out, and refrain from any improper behavior, as Rav points out. The heart is the driving force of the body and the different organs, and these are the things that we should keep in mind when we look at the next one. Rabbi Lezer says, a good heart. This heart is the driving force of the body, governs all the actions of all the other organs, as Rav points out. Thus, by developing a good heart, by having a good heart, one will improve all aspects of his personality. This is achieved by being patient with others, speaking in a calm voice, and not being angry, even when other people do something wrong, as Rabbi Yonah points out. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to them, I see the merit of Elazar ben Arach's words over your words, for included with his words are all of your words. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai agreed that because the heart exerts so much control over the mind and body, developing the character traits of a good heart should be one's main focus, as Rav points out. A person with a good heart will naturally be happy with his lot, seek advice from others, and consider the outcome of his actions, as Meiri points out. Interestingly, this is a Devar Torah I said when I was zocha to be valedictorian of my day class in occupational therapy school. I was zocha and they let me speak, and I tried making a nice speech. Of course, I practiced it for my wife at the time. When I was the valedictorian, Baruch Hashem, now we're married many years with a couple of kids, two boys, two girls, Baruch Hashem. And this is what I talked about as OTs, occupational therapists. We want to have that good heart, and to have a good heart, we can have all these other things with the good eye, the good friend, the good neighbor, the outcomes of the deeds. We want to make sure that this is the quality trait that we should try to have for ourselves. But on the flip side, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asks his students another task. What is the evil path from which a man should distance himself. What should a person do? Rabbi Elazar says, the bad eye. Avoid having the bad eye. We don't want to have such a bad thing in our life. We want to make sure to have a good eye, not a bad eye. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had to ask this as a separate question to his students, since the opposite of the proper path is not necessarily evil. For example, the opposite of being content with your lot is a desire for wealth, but there appears to be nothing necessarily evil about a person wanting to make a lot of money, as Rav points out. Rabbi Yeshua says, not a bad eye, but a bad friend. The opposite of a good eye, in fact, is a bad eye. This refers to the traits of greed and selfishness that are the foundation of other evil traits and will lead a person to commit all the types of sins, as Rabbi Elazar is talking about. When a person is jealous of others, it prevents him from seeing them in a positive light. He begins to question the good intentions of his teachers and then of God, leads himself down a path that will end with a complete rejection of Torah lifestyle, pointed out by Rabbi Yonah, and then by Tiferes Yisrael. So don't have a bad eye, don't be a bad friend. A bad friend will constantly try to get a person to stray from the proper path, as the Tiferes Yisrael points out. Don't be a bad neighbor, Rabbi Yossi says. As we learn in Mishnah 1:7, you should not live anywhere near a bad person so as not to be influenced by him, as the Beori HaGra points out. Rabbi Shimon says a person who borrows but does not repay. Rabbi Shimon shows one example of how not thinking about the outcome of one's actions can be bad for a person. If one does not pay back a loan, other people will refuse to lend him money when he really needs it, Rav points out. His resulting poverty will cause him to commit many different sins, as we saw in a different Mishnah. For a person who borrows from man is like a one borrows from the God, from our God, the one God. As it says in Tehillim, the wicked one borrows does not repay, while the righteous one is gracious and gives. And this pasuk Hashem, the righteous one pays back the lender himself, so to speak, when the borrower cannot pay. As a result, the borrower is now indebted to God, Rav points out. Thus, not only does defaulting on a loan earn him the title of wicked one, Meiri points out, but the loan itself is not truly forgiven, since he still has heavenly duty to repay it. Rabbi Lazar says, a bad heart. A person with a bad heart is impatient with others and easily angered, Rabbi Yonah points out, and probably can lead to all the other things, like being someone who's not repaying things, a bad neighbor, a bad friend, bad eye, all these other things. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to them, I see the merit of Elazar ben Arach in words over your words, for included with his words are all of your words. A person with a bad heart is impatient with others and easily angered. As noted above, the heart controls the body, so the nature of our heart will broadly determine the nature of our character, our actions, and our service of God. See note above. It is therefore of prime importance to avoid the trait of a bad heart and make sure you have a good heart. That is the key trait in life to have. A person who has a good heart, someone who could be generous, is someone who could be a good neighbor, someone who could be a good friend, it's someone who could look for the good in others and considers the outcome of his deeds and try to do what he can to help out in the world. To have that lev tov, a good heart, try to be generous. Try to see what you can do to help people, to interact with people, to do good for people, and the whole world would be better, not only for you going on that wonderful path, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked about, but the whole world can go on a good path as well. Join us next time as the students talk a few different things here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.